Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy. The Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time left.
Don't say that. Yes. We'll entertain you and inform you as long as we can.
You're sounding desperate.
Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
A while ago, late at night, I took my husband Mark to the emergency room of our local hospital.
I didn't know this.
Well, I think you might have. You know, you don't remember everything that well. I hardly ever drive, and almost never at night, so it was pretty stressful just getting him there. He was having full-body tremors, and the internet said that it could be a stroke in an older person. So when we finally got there, we mentioned this to the intake nurse, and then we waited in the lobby for half an hour as we stressed out further. When they finally came to get him, he insisted that I accompany him. She's my emotional support person, he said.
Oh, wow, a new label.
Yeah, a new label. But I liked that label, emotional support person. Well, folks, it turned out that Mark had COVID. The tremors were just an unusual symptom. COVID can turn up anywhere. A week later, he was negative. Of course, I caught it from him first, but we're both now COVID-free.
You even had your vaccines.
Yeah, but
they wear out.
I don't know. I realized that I could count on my emotional support person for so many things. He tells me that it's okay to wear shorts to show off my varicose veins. Sometimes these people lie to you. He rescues me when I can't seem to get the car going. He subtly supplies the names of people when he feels I might not remember them. He removes the dead chipmunk from the porch rug before I have to look at it. And he's there when I need him. And I know you said Mike does all kinds of things that you would never do or never even know how to do.
He is like my go-to person. And he knows it and it causes him to, like, let me know that he's doing way too much for me.
Oh. Well, I think that everyone should have an emotional support person, but not just a person to be there in the event of an emergency. An emotional support person would be there before an emergency. They're someone you can open up to, rely on, call at the last minute. Visit without an invitation, a friend or a sibling or an adult child, a neighbor who cares. It can be anyone. But it requires also that you confide in that person. You must tell them what you need and want. Of course, you need to choose a person or persons that you trust.
Of course.
And also know that this is usually a two-way street. The emotional support person might need some supporting themselves. So learn to listen, learn to ask, try to be objective, even if it's not your long suit. Realize that while you might not be able to fix the problem, you can at least offer your time and attention. You know, just be there, just show up. But since then...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Then, months after that, I had a stroke, and... They didn't want to let Mark go into ER with me. He said, I'm going in there. I'm her emotional support person. And we were joking about it later. He did get in. We were joking about it later, and I went on the internet, and I looked up, and guess what?
What?
Mark now owns a T-shirt that says, Emotional Support Husband, Do Not Pet.
Oh, jeez.
And he wears it with pride. And we went to see the neurologist after my stroke. And, you know, she laughed. The nurses laughed. It's available online, folks. Just go there and look it up. You'll find it.
It's excellent.
So everybody needs an emotional support person.
Or a shirt.
We come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure.
Music by Hall and Sidnor. Mm-hmm.
they seem to be. Sometimes we see just what we want to see, like a nearsighted monkey up a lemon tree, singing, "Only bananas here are just for me." Boom, 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 boom. A purple monkey on a pink giraffe. Mama asked the doctor, "Tell me, what is that?" The doctor said, "We better cut our dose in half." Bump, 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 bump. Down just to wrestle a bear. Everybody said that isn't fair. But Blue Jay whipped that bear, so he don't care. Bump, 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 bump. Doggy needs a bone, baby needs new shoes, but mama wants a phone, a big pearl necklace and a TV set, and you know whatever mama wants, mama gets. Bump, bump.